A very pleasant good morning, everybody. As always, great to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind. And last night, the Marlins were looking to bounce back after a three-game weekend sweep by the Los Angeles Dodgers. It was the Marlins' first of three against the Philadelphia Phillies, a matchup between Jared Eichhoff and Tom Kohler. And with the recap, here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, for the Marlins, it was a rough weekend against the Dodgers, but they bounced back tonight in the first of three against the Phillies. Nothing easy about it. It took 10 innings. And it took everything the Marlins had in the end, but they pull it out. They win this ball game 6-5. Marlins went three straight games against the Dodgers without managing a home run. But in the bottom of the first, they wasted no time jumping on the Phillies here tonight after Tom Kohler pitched a scoreless top of the first inning. D. Gordon led off the Marlins first with a single, man on for Giancarlo Stanton.
Here's the pitch, and this ball is driven high and deep to left. It's just got to stay fair. It does. It is up, up and away, and a two-run home run for Giancarlo Stanton, number 27 by number 27. And the Marlins are up 2-0 in the first.
With that long ball, Stanton matched his full season total for both of the last two seasons, 2015 and 2016, and the Marlins had themselves a 2-0 lead. It stayed 2-0 until the third inning. Tom Kohler retired the first two men in that inning. He got the left fielder Cam Perkins on a strikeout. Then the pitcher Jared Eichhoff bounced to third. So two outs, nobody on when Kohler walked the leadoff man, Cesar Hernandez. Phils had a man at first for Freddie Galvis. Pitch to Galvis is lined over third base. That's a fair ball down the left field line. Ozuna into foul ground to cut it off. They're going to wave Hernandez around third. He's racing toward the plate, and there won't be a relay throw. It's a two-out, two-strike RBI double for Freddie Galvis. The Phils are on the scoreboard. It's 2-1. And they weren't done. Tom Kohler just couldn't put that inning away. He walked Odubel Herrera, and that brought Michael Franco up. Runners again off to their two-out leads. The 2-2 pitch, line drive, past the lunging Gordon, base hit center field. Around third, Galvis, he'll score. Herrera headed for third base. He's in standing up. It's a fourth consecutive Philly reaching with two outs in the third inning. We're tied at two. And the Phils had men at first and third. Now for Nick Williams. 3-2 pitch is slammed to center field. Yelich sprinting back. It's over his head. Going to bounce right up against the wall. That's going to score a couple. It's a two-run double for Nick Williams. And the Phillies have strung together three hits and a couple of walks. They have plated four runs after two route here in inning number three. They take a 4-2 lead. Herrera and Franco crossing the plate. It was a rough inning for Tom Kohler. 38 pitches in that third inning. He finally got out of it when Andrew Knapp hit a fly ball to left. But eight to the plate for the Phils. Four runs, three hits, two walks. All the base runners reaching after two were out. And the Phils had a 4-2 lead. It would stay that way until the fifth when the Marlins muscled up again. One out, nobody on. For Big G.
And Stanton swings again here. Powers a ball high and deep to left center toward the Clevelander. Leaping at the wall is Perkins. Can't get it. It's into the Clevelander. A home run for Giancarlo, his second of the night. The Marlins pulled it within a run as Giancarlo has hit home run number 28.
Second in the game for Stanton. It's his sixth multiple home run game of this season. That's the most ever by Marlin in a single season. It's tied with Cody Bellinger of the Dodgers for most in Major League Baseball this year. It's his 24th career multi-home run game, also most ever by a Marlin. So it was a one-run game. Christian Yelich struck out for the second out in that fifth inning, but the Marlins were not done with Jared Eichhoff at that point. Marcelo Ozuna doubled. He had two hits and was on base three times in the game, so there was a man at second with two outs. A chance for Justin Bour.
Here's the pitch. There's a ball rocketed out into right center. This is going to be up, up and away into the upper deck near the scoreboard. A two-run home run for Justin Bour. And the Marlins recapture the lead. 5-4.
Now the Marlins had the lead, and Tom Kohler was done after five innings. He left on line for victory here tonight. TK, five innings of four-run, four-hit ball. He walked three, struck out a couple, done after 89 pitches, 51 strikes. Jared Eichhoff left on the wrong end of that 5-4 game after six innings. He allowed five runs on six hits. He walked four, gave up three homers, struck out eight through a wild pitch. Eichhoff, 91 pitches, 53 strikes. Junichi Tozawa pitched a 1-2-3 top of the sixth, so it's still 5-4 Miami into the seventh inning. Kyle Bearclaw out of the bullpen. He walked the first man, Brock Stassi. Then he hit the next batter. That was Cameron Perkins. So the Phillies had two on with nobody out in the seventh, down by a run. Andres Blanco came to the plate looking to bunt the runners over. He bunted out toward third base. The third baseman, Dietrich, charged it and fired down to second base where they got the force out on Perkins. That was out number one. It was a fielder's choice. Blanco reaching first. Stassi going to third with the tying run. By the way, Dietrich was in the game because Martin Prado exited after he struck out in the fourth inning in this ball game. We suspected some sort of a leg injury. We're hoping it wasn't the hamstring again. We've just gotten word from the Marlins clubhouse that it's a right knee sprain for Martin Prado. A right knee sprain for Prado. He has been placed on the 10-day disabled list. And Miguel Rojas, who's been on a rehab assignment, Don Mattingly said pregame tonight, he's ready to go. Miguel Rojas is going to rejoin the Marlins here tomorrow as Prado is back to the DL. So that's bad news. Now, back to the ball game. It was still a one-run Marlins lead, but the Phillies had men at first and third, one out in the seventh, when Bearclaw, trying to escape the inning, pitched to Cesar Hernandez. Bearclaw's 2-1 is in the air to center. It's going to be deep enough to tie the game into left center Yelich. He makes the catch. That's out number two. The throw comes in towards second base. Cesar Hernandez in his first game back from the DL with a sac fly, and it's 5-5 now in the seventh. It would stay a 5-5 game through the Marlins' half of the seventh inning. Giancarlo Stanton was robbed on a great leaping catch at the wall in left center field by Cameron Perkins for one of the three outs recorded in that inning by a couple of pitchers for the Phillies, Adam Morgan and Ricardo. No, actually that was Hobie Milner and Luis Garcia in that seventh inning. Then in the top of the eighth, in a tie game, David Phelps on a pitch for the Marlins. He got the first man, Odubel Herrera, to bounce to second. But then he walked Michael Franco. Franco went to third base on a double by Nick Williams, his second two-base hit in the game. So the Phillies at second and third with one out in a 5-5 contest. Marlins opted to intentionally walk Andrew Knapp. That loaded the bases with one out. Could Phelps escape? Well, get out of a bases-loaded one-out mess against the Dodgers yesterday. Tonight, he was able to catch Brock Stassi looking at strike three for the second out. Then, facing pinch hitter Daniel Nava, the count went full. Phelps rests his glove on his left hip as he leans in for the signal. Now the right-hander readies. Another 3-2. Breaking ball in there for strike three. Called! Phelps leaves him loaded again. That is our move of the game. That great Phelps escape brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers of the Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. Marlins got a leadoff walk but couldn't score in their half of the eighth, so we went to the ninth in a 5-5 game. A.J. Ramos came on to pitch. He allowed a leadoff single in the ninth inning to Tommy Joseph, but he came back to retire the next three in a row, coupled by way of the K. So to the bottom of the ninth, we proceeded. Marlins 5 and the Phillies 5. Miami hoping to walk it off. Ricardo Pinto began the inning on the mound. He got the first man, J.T. Riddle, on a fly ball to left, but then he walked pinch hitter Tyler Moore. Moore went to third base on a single by D. Gordon. So the Marlins had first and third with one out, a chance to walk it off in the bottom of the ninth. With Stanton coming up, Hector Neris came into the game. He threw strike one to Stanton. On a Stanton swing and a miss, Gordon took second on defensive indifference. Now you had men at second and third with one out. Marlins trying to end it. They opted at that point to intentionally walk Stanton. That loaded the bases for the Marlins. They brought in an outfielder to play second base. So they had a five-man infield at that point, but it didn't matter when they struck out Christian Yelich for the second out. Phillies went back to the regular defensive alignment with the bases loaded, two down. Marcelo Ozuna hit a hot smash back toward the pitcher, Neris. It deflected off of Neris, and instead of rolling toward foul territory, it bounced right to the first baseman, Tommy Joseph, near the bag. It was a very unusual 1-3 putout, but however it turned out, it got Neris and the Phillies out of that ninth inning and sent us to the 10th, still in a 5-5 contest. Rookie Drew Steckenrider pitched the top of the 10th for Miami, and he set down the Phillies 1-2-3, got Franco, Kelly, and Knapp. So we went to the last of the 10th. Phillies had their own rookie on the mound, Mark Leiter Jr. He got the first out, Justin Bourne a ground ball to first, but then Derek Dietrich with a triple to the alley in right center field. Marlins had, for the second inning in a row, the winning man at third with only one out. This time the Phillies opted to intentionally walk two consecutive hitters, JT Realmuto and JT Riddle. So the Marlins had them loaded with one out. for pinch hitter A.J. Ellis. With the infield in, with a five-man infield for the second straight inning, Ellis hit a slow roller toward the shortstop. Freddy Galvis fielded it. He fired home. They got the force out on Dietrich for the second out. So now the bases were loaded. There were two outs in the 10th. The Marlins were in danger of getting the potential winning man to third with one out and not cashing in for the second straight inning. They needed D. Gordon to come up big, and that's exactly what he did.
Sixth batter of the inning. Here's the pitch. And D swings and hits a sinking line drive into right center. He's won it for the Marlins. It's a walk-off single for D. Gordon. Home from third is J.T. Realmuto, and the Marlins win the game in 10, 6-5.
D. Gordon's third hit of the night is his fifth career walk-off hit. His last came in 2015, also against the Philadelphia Phillies. Actually, let me correct that. For D. Gordon, the walk-off hit was his fourth career, his last in 2015 against the Phillies. So for the Marlins, 6 runs, 9 hits, no errors, 11 men left. For the Phillies, 5 runs, 6 hits, no errors. They strand 7. Drew Steckenrider, the winning pitcher, his first big league win. He's 1-1. Mark Leiter Jr., the loser, 1-2. Time of the game was 3 hours, 41 minutes. Crowd of 17,146 was here to enjoy it. Marlins with the victory are 42-49 on the season, now 22-24 at Marlins Park. As for the Phillies, well, they dropped to 30-61, the worst record in Major League Baseball. Gets even worse, 31 games under 500, matching their low watermark of the season. Phillies now a Major League worst, 14-36 in 50 games on the road. Tonight's player of the game brought to you by Miccosukee Resort and Gaming, D. Gordon. He had 3 hits and 6 at-bats. He had the game-winning hit, the walk-off hit in the bottom of the 10th. D. Gordon, our player of the game, presented by Miccosukee Resort and Gaming. Your passport into the Everglades, the $32 summer fun pass, grants you and 3 guests unlimited access to the Miccosukee Indian Village and Museum, alligator shows, fun activities, and plenty of wildlife photo ops, plus exclusive discounts at the gift shop, restaurant, and awesome airboat rides. It's available through Eventbrite. Congrats to D. Gordon, our Miccosukee Resort and Gaming player of the game. Kyle Seeloff's going to talk to D coming up shortly. Again, our final here tonight, 6-5, the Marlins over the Phillies. Our Aquafina stats of the game, Aquafina for happy bodies. For the Marlins, their fourth walk-off win of the season. They improved to 4-2 in extra innings. For the Phillies, their 25th one-run loss of the year. 25 of their 61 losses by a single run. It's the 9th time this year they've lost a game in walk-off fashion. No other team in baseball has lost more than 6 games in walk-off style. Phillies fall to 4-9 in extra innings. Again, nobody in baseball has lost more in extras than the Phillies. And for Giancarlo Stanton, 2 home runs tonight, now leads the National League with 28 on the season. He had a 2-run blast in the first inning, a solo shot in the 5th. For Stanton, his club record 24th career multi-home run game. Hanley Ramirez is 2nd on that list with 12. And for Stanton, his 6th multi-home run game of this season. That extends his own single-season club record. Still have a lot of baseball in front of us here in 2017. Stanton with 6 multi-home run games this year. He had 4 in 2014. Both Dan Uggla and Hanley Ramirez had 4 multi-home run games in 2008. Dan Uggla had 4 in 2007, Mike Lowell 4 in 2004, and our buddy Preston Wilson had 4 multi-home run games for the Marlins in 2001. But Stanton stands alone now with 6 multi-home run games this season. That's tied with the Dodgers' Cody Bellinger for the most in Major League Baseball this year. And if you're wondering, as a Twitter follower was, who's hit the most multiple home run games in a season in Major League history? Well, that record is shared 11 multi-home run games by Hank Greenberg in 1938 and by Sammy Sosa in 1998.
D. Gordon walks it off for the Marlins last night. We chatted, had a little fun postgame. D, do you by chance remember your last walk-off?
It was against these guys.
2015 yeah, against the Phillies. Take me through the at-bat in the 9th, though. 2 outs, bases loaded. What are you looking to do? Put the ball on the ground, beat something out, put something in the air?
Just trying to, you know, get a base hit, honestly. And I was able to do it for us today.
How about the resiliency of the ball club, D, after the weekend? You had to come back, take one from the Phillies here, and try to get things rolling a little bit.
Hey, man, that's, you know, we had some tough losses. Now it's time for us to have some, you know, good victories, and I think this is one of them.
How fun is it when Giancarlo gets going like he did tonight?
That dude is amazing. And just to be able to be his teammate is pretty cool, and watch him, you know, hit bombs like that is pretty cool, man.
What did you see from David Phelps there late in the ball game to get out of that and kind of get you to where you were there in the 10th inning?
Hey, man, he did a good job. Him and Ramos came in and did what they had to do to set us up for those two innings.
I bet cold water's never felt better, has it?
I still hate it.
Go celebrate with the guys, D. Thanks for the time.
All right, sir.
Marlins over the Phillies in walk-off fashion in 10 innings at Marlins Park last night. Game 2 comes your way this evening at 7:10. We anticipate seeing Vince Velasquez for the Philadelphia Phillies. We know we'll see the left-hander Adam Conley for the Marlins. It's a 7:10 first pitch from Marlins Park. We'll be on the air at 6:40 with Marlins on Deck, presented by GEICO. And as always, we hope you'll join us along the Miami Marlins radio network.